Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Keith, are you ready for the biggest day?
The biggest.
In our country's history.
Yes, I am, Jones. Born ready.
It's a massive day out there.
Maybe the biggest. It could shape the future as we know it.
Already things happening left and right. It's kind of crazy out there. NFL trade deadline day.
Deadline day, 4 o'clock today. Your favorite team could add or subtract to their roster.
I think we know which one the favorite team here in this city is doing. Right. But we've already had a flurry of activity out
there. Sure have. It's been very busy. I mean, if anything happens, we're going to let you know. We're the first place to go to when it comes to breaking NFL news.
No, it's true. Jonathan Mingo.
If Mingo's getting traded, we're going to tell you about it.
Khalil Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
Just a busy, busy day out there.
A flurry of activity, though. You're not wrong.
But in all seriousness, it is a huge day out there.
Yep.
It's a Tommy Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Curran going to be joining us here at high noon.
Well, and not to whistle past that, Jones, but it's also D'Angelo Tuesday.
It is a big D'Angelo Tuesday. That's true. Did you guys get your orders in?
Lunch.
Excited about that. I am looking forward to that more than anything else today, quite frankly.
No, but what else we got?
We should address the elephant in the room. It's Tier Tuesday.
Tier Tuesday's back.
We have not done NFL tiers in a long, long time.
No. Let's see the updated tiers.
How are we going to stack them all up?
I know. Who shooketh? Who's frisky?
Who is frisky like?
Oh, we need a new top tier, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what was suggested yesterday?
What was that?
We had a drop we were utilizing late in the show that we need to move in a tier. What was it? I'm trying to remember now. In Grab Bag, we had a good tier suggestion. I'll try to scroll back through and find it.
I don't know.
The wonder of the Grab Bag.
Was that it?
That's what it was.
Okay.
The wonder of the Grab Bag.
Wonder
tier.
Of the Grab Bag.
So
who's
tier
in it? Yeah. After last night's week, Monday Night Football. I'm excited.
So that's Tier Tuesday. We'll do that at 11:20. And then, of course, the biggest thing going on out there, Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
You know?
Yep. Fresh one, 12:45 today.
Every Tuesday. Sometimes we'll hit an emergency one.
You never know when it pops up, when the moon strikes. But, yeah, we got another good one here today. So we're always jam-packed on a Tuesday, I feel like. Kind of slammed on a Tuesday.
Every 4 years, it's the biggest Tuesday.
This is the biggest Tuesday.
We have you covered here on Jones and Keefe all day long. We'll be getting all your feedback, 617-779-7937. You can text the program, 37937 on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along, chat along, always a nice lively chat, very friendly in there. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Billy Lanny has put together a poll that he just tweeted out from at Jones and Keith.
All right, here we go. Big vote.
Trade deadline today. It's an important vote.
Yep.
He says the Patriots will be blank at today's trade deadline, buyers or sellers. What are they doing, Keith? What do you want them to do? It's a busy day across the NFL. What do we think the Patriots do between now and 4 o'clock?
So I'm not anti-buying, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, how you can bring in a guy that's under contract for next year, and even though you're not in it per se for this year, this is also an opportunity to add talent to the team. But I think it's more of the seller department. They already traded away a Joshua Uche. I feel like Tyquan Thornton, KJ Osborne, and Kyle Duggar all didn't play last week. I know Duggar was a, quote, you know, injury, right? He was limited to practice, so maybe it had more to do with that. But still, those three guys, I feel like, are all prime trade candidates. Now, I can't imagine you get much, if anything, for Thornton or Osborne. But I think get them out of the room. Don't have them, you know, even be on this roster clocking up reps and things like that. Focus on the other young guys in the wide receiver room. So I'm looking at it more as like addition by subtraction, like move on from a few of those pieces, put other guys in spots to play for the rest of this year so you can sort of see what you have going forward.
It's interesting, and I agree. I mean, I want them to be buyers on the right player. I brought up the Montez Sweat analogy to the Bears last year. They were a bad team, but they bought at the trade deadline. They added to their defense. I know Rap Sheet wrote about that over the weekend. You know, the Niners were terrible and traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, you can be a bad team and add and try to change your foundation and your trajectory. And I'm fine with the Patriots doing that. But I like your approach in the wide receiver room. You hear Bedard and Breer talking there off the top. There's something wrong in that wide receiver room.
You think?
Like, there's something that's out of whack in the receiver room, and it's volatile is the word they used. And, Keith, these are all guys, to Breer's point, that had pretty pristine reputations. Kendrick Bourne, who we've talked to and we like.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Osborne apparently has a really good reputation around the league, or at least he did before he got here. Jalen Polk came in with a pristine evaluation off the field in terms of a good player to get along with and work with in the receiver room. He'd be a good teammate. He's a professional. He's been none of those things since he got here. And Bedard had the little comment there at the end that, well, you got a rookie receivers coach in there in Tyler Hughes, and it's just run amok. It's run amok in that room. And so the Patriots need to do some of that as well. Addition by subtraction to play the younger guys who they played last week, and we were a fan of. Not that they played well,
no,
but we were a fan of playing Polk, Booty, Bourne, and Baker. Like, those are the guys I would like them to play, assuming Bourne's even still on
the
team.
I mean, the problem with them is they have too many guys. They don't need seven receivers. Right?
So keep lopping them off.
They don't have seven, and not like any of them are returning punts or kicks or even covering punts or kicks. So you have seven wide receivers, and it's the worst group. Like, talent-wise, they're not very good. And I think if you go through each one, they all have their own beefs for whatever the reasons might be. You know, so KJ Osborne has, he and Bourne have the most NFL experience. And KJ Osborne was the third receiver where he came from, but it was Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison above him. So he's probably thinking, like, all right.
I'm a two.
I got the best receiver in the league that's playing in front of me. I get it. He's looking around because nothing's really – I don't think any one of those seven guys is significantly better than the next guy down. I would say Thornton's the seventh. But, like, out of the other six, they're all kind of similar.
Yeah.
Therefore, they all probably think they're the one on this team. And then – the first 5 weeks, you have Jacoby Brissett throwing you the ball. So even if you were a number one, you're not putting up number one stats. You combine that with like a lot of losing and then just sort of like jumbling around who's playing, who's not. I can see why they're upset. But what's crazy is just the confidence that they have. Like, none of them have done anything in the league with the exception of maybe Kendrick Bourne. And you would think like, all right, well, he's an adult in the room. But if the room is so sideways, then like, and he's not really doing a great job like leading those guys. Like, he sounds great. Like, when he comes on with us or when he's at the, you know, in the locker room, like, he does say a lot of the right things, but it doesn't seem to have any kind of impact on Hulks and Thornton's and the Booties and the rest of those guys.
And so what do I expect them to do? I expect them to sell. And the names we talked about yesterday, Osborne and Thornton, healthy scratches, I expect them to move on from. Let's put Kyle Duggar in a separate category. We talked about that briefly. I want to circle back to
that.
But because we're talking about the receivers, I saw this stat this morning from Chad Graff at The Athletic. This is unbelievable. This is Jalen Polk, who, by the way, when we talked to Tommy Curran at High Noon, Curran is comparing Polk and Javon Baker to Asiasi and Dalton Keene.
Wow.
He's like, it already feels like Asiasi and Keene, these two receivers. That's Tom Curran.
I do think Polk is terrible. I do. Like, I think.
Well, hang on. You think that. Let me give you some numbers,
though,
on Jalen Polk. Again, this is from Chad Graff at The Athletic. It's still early, but we're getting close to bust territory for Patriots wide receiver Jalen Polk.
100%.
Keith, you said this a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I did.
He was the number 37 overall pick. Out of 128 wide receivers that qualify, he ranks.
128?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He ranks 128th.
That's low.
By PFF. That's the Pro Football Focus ranking.
So they think he's the worst receiver in the NFL.
128 out of 128.
Okay.
He is 128th in yards after catch per reception.
He's not gaining a lot of ground there.
He's 127th.
Not a big yak guy. Oh!
Yards per route run.
All right, so there's one guy worse in yards per route run.
Yeah. Right. And he's the worst in yards after catch per reception and the worst graded receiver in the NFL.
He stinks.
10 catches, 26 targets. He had two penalties on Sunday. He was benched in that game. He drops everything that comes his way. And so, yeah, what do the Patriots do at the trade deadline? I do want them to subtract some pieces like that, but that is going to mean more Jalen Polk on the field. And is he going to play his way out of this? It doesn't feel like it.
No, and like this is also the guy who said he has the best hands in the league. He said that he's limited, which is he's currently being limited, which I think is a shot at the coaching staff and the play calls. But then when he's been given a chance, he's dropped passes. And then this past week, he had two penalties. And I know Jerod Mayo, like, just was like, oh, that was a bad call on the holding, and it was Drake May's fault on him lining up wrong or whatever. But no, that's Jalen Polk. Like, I think right now, I would say bust. I would say bust for Jalen Polk.
Oh, but you have to go one way or the other. It's unquestionable.
It's not even close. Yeah. But I think at the very least, it sort of changes scenery. Like, is he able to pull his head out of his ass here? Is he going to be able to have any success here? Or is it just like the damage is done? Just being here, being on this team, being in that uniform, like he's not going to be able to figure it out here and he needs to go somewhere else. And I mean, the reality is there have been other guys that we felt like pretty early on might be busts, and then they were. One of them is his teammate, Tyquan Thornton. You're like, that guy going to be any good? No, still isn't. N'Keal Harry was another one. Credit to Andy Hart. Andy Hart was at like the third training camp practice of his rookie year. And he's like, I don't see it in this guy. And it was right. Like, he's awful. So,
meanwhile, I was throwing a party when they drafted him.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, listen, we all like guys coming out and or don't like them, and then it takes time and they can change your mind. But no, Polk has been, you know, he came from a great offense at Washington. He was one of three receivers taken in the draft. Obviously, his quarterback was a first-round pick. He wasn't the number one, right? They had Roma Dunze there, but he still had a very productive last season at Washington. So he probably is coming in with a certain expectation level, but he's been terrible. He hasn't been able to make the most of his opportunity. He's gotten some opportunity, and he's let it slip literally through his hands.
Yeah, it has not gone well. So again, it is trade deadline day out there in the NFL. What do you expect the Patriots to do? What do you want the Patriots to do? We can get into their biggest needs. Our question now at Jones and Keefe. Not all precincts are reporting, Keefe.
No, not yet. This might be into the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah,
perhaps tomorrow.
This is like Dixville Notch at this point. It's very, very early.
I think they were split today.
They were split.
Dixville Notch.
It was 3-3.
3-3. The six registered voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Respect. Somebody's got to go first. Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch is first in there every single time.
It's a push. So now we're gonna now have to listen to the rest of the votes. Yeah. Normally they can tell you who's going to be the president, but not this year.
No.
This year.
Not very, very split.
That's all right.
So not all precincts
there
reporting.
There must be some angry people in that town.
What's up with notches in New Hampshire? Dixville Notch, Franconia Notch.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Speak on behalf of New Hampshire. That's you.
Again,
what do you mean you don't know?
I don't know New Hampshire. I didn't know. Where was that one town? Stratton? I thought that was north. It's not. Apparently it's east. I don't know. I know like 5 towns/cities in New Hampshire. North of Concord.
How many notches are in New Hampshire?
5 to 10, probably.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Are there notches in any other states?
No. That's a New Hampshire thing, I would imagine. Yeah, notches. Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch gets
Franconia
right in there.
Notch.
Every 4 years, they got something to look forward to.
We have a Cotta Notch.
Oh, we do?
Carter Notch.
Crawford Notch.
Crawford Notch.
Dixville Notch.
Yeah, well, that one.
Franconia Notch.
Yeah, those are good notches.
Kinsman Notch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pinkham Notch. Zealand Notch.
7!
Keith said 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Is Keith a New Hampshire guy through and through, or is he a New Hampshire guy through and through? Like, wow.
Live free or die.
Like, intrinsically, he knew that.
Yep.
Inherently, he knew that.
Me, Ryan Day, Matt Bonner, Brian Wilson, Adam Sandler. What a crew. Seth Meyers, Sarah Silverman.
So it's early in the polling. But right now, you expect the Patriots to be sellers today, 72%. Would you be bothered?
I would agree.
Would you be bothered if they do nothing, Keith? Like, if they don't pick a lane, they don't buy, they don't sell, they sit there, this is the roster, they do nothing.
No,
I
wouldn't be as mad as, like, the Red Sox. Like, the Red Sox, very different. Like, the last 3 years, the Red Sox were just outside the playoff race at the deadline, and it was like, pick what you're going to do. Are you going to let guys go in free agency and get nothing for them? Are you going to add and try to get in? This isn't the case, and it usually isn't the case with football, but I think it's an opportunity for Elliott Wolf to maybe have a good day. Elliott Wolf did not have a good offseason. Elliott Wolf had what's trending as a bad draft. Now, you'll still have Drake May, but I don't know how much credit you really give him for Drake May. The free agency was a disaster. It was a horrible free agent offseason for Elliott Wolf. This is another day during the NFL season where you can add, subtract, tinker with your roster. So what does he do? If he does nothing, I think it'll be annoying, but it's not the be-all, end-all. I still want to see what you have in your first and second year guys who are currently here.
I would be annoyed. You used the right word. I would be annoyed if they do nothing.
You just want to get rid of a couple guys?
Yes.
You're not trying to bring in. anybody necessarily.
Look, I would like him to do something. You're the GM. What do you do? Like, we said a lot about what does Jerod Mayo
do? The guy with the stick meme?
Yeah.
Like, do something?
What do you do? And so you brought back all the Bills guys in the offseason. You brought it. Like, what do you do? Other GMs are making deals, so pick something.
Oh, Jonathan Mingo got traded.
Do you want to clear out your receiver room? Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to add? Is there a long-term piece you want to add? Go ahead. But, like, why don't you wake up and do something, Elliot?
Well,
you've basically done nothing to this point on the job, nothing of substance, nothing of consequence, other than fall ass backwards into Drake May. How about you do something?
So they literally have two players that you got to keep, right? They have two players you got to keep.
Uh-huh.
Drake May, Christian Gonzalez. Everybody else, you can do whatever you want.
Great interview, Christian Gonzalez.
Yesterday on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Make sure you check that out.
Check it out. Listen to it twice. But those are the only two guys. So you can really, you're kind of free to do whatever else you want to do. And I don't know, like, are there pieces out there that could help your team for now and going forward? Maybe. And that'd be great if you're Elliot Wolf. But this would be a good time, too, to talk to Jerod Mayo. Is there anybody in the locker room that he feels like kind of pulling in the wrong direction? Are there guys that you're like, hey, I know we're not a great team, but we at the very least have to have everybody on the same page? So if there are some that aren't kind of going the other way, you know, Belichick did it famously with like Randy Moss.
Yep.
But if there's somebody else sort of, you know, inside the locker room, maybe even more so than like on social media, right? Because when Jalen Reagor got cut from the practice squad, we saw the Instagram thing, but then the reports out of there were like, nah, he was kind of in the locker room like popping off a lot. So if there's some of those guys, get rid of them. This is a great, like, maybe you don't get much for him, but now's the time to get rid of him and at least not have that kind of distraction for the second half of the year.
So I would like him to pick a lane. And again, it's not the end of the world. You said it's not the be all end all, but it's annoying. What do you do? It's a roster that you can add to. It's a roster you can peel pieces off of. Why don't you earn your paycheck and get something done on deadline day while other people around the league are making moves? And put your stamp on this roster. Because so far, really all you've done is, again, fall ass backwards into Drake May
right. And
re-sign a bunch of Bills guys. Other than that, you haven't really done anything. Here's a day you could do something and distinguish yourself one way or the other. So
good,
why don't you try?
Good text. Can we trade coaches? Is that at the trade deadline? You don't typically see coaches.
I think technically you're allowed to do that, right?
Yeah.
You see coaches traded in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't think at the deadline.
No, well, not at the deadline, but like technically,
Bill Belichick was a trade, so yeah, you can trade coaches.
Oh, yeah, duh, right. Yeah, you're allowed. Like, yeah. Gruden got traded, right? Yeah. You're allowed to trade coaches. Bruce Arians was a trade.
I don't think at trade deadline, although that would be wild. Throw Jerod Mayo on the block.
Mayo's still. I think Eberflus might be flying up the hottest hot seat there.
Yeah,
I think it's Peterson, Eberflus, and now Mayo. I think in some of the odds I saw last night.
I did read some Eberflus quotes from yesterday where he also was of the "We got to run the ball, stop the run, and it starts with me." There's a lot of like the coach cliche checkbox. I think PFT commenter was talking about it. He was
nice.
Like, yeah, good stuff from Eberflus.
Yeah, feels
DJ
like a guy.
DJ Moore was asked if Eberflus lost the locker room, and he goes, "I want to say no."
Yeah, no, he like walked off the field on a play, right? DJ Moore.
DJ Moore did. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, nice.
I want to say no. They just gave DJ Moore a ton of money too.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they brought Eberflus back.
That's a good question.
That was a miss, I feel like, on their part.
It wasn't.
They could have started fresh. Caleb Williams and a new coach
wasn't very bright. And so, you know, Keith, you talked about this yesterday, your tweet that you had in the middle of the game on Sunday. Like, you can look at the entire Patriots roster.
By the way, that thing, people are still responding to it.
Are you still getting chirped about that?
It's insane. It's insane. It got a lot of attention.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Right? I don't know why.
It was
trust me, it was good. Like, I tweeted it, so it was good. But, like, was it this good? The fact that it's still, like, every time I see, like, notifications, I click it, and
more people
responding to it.
Somebody must be saying something real nice, and then you go in, and you're like, it's never that.
It's Twitter. But Patriots checklist for 2025 and just went down the positions. And I think you feel good about quarterback. That's it for offense. And then on defense, you're like, you got Gonzalez.
But you could
that's it for defense.
You could still use another corner.
You could, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you could use four corners.
It's the other reason why. And you're
now not even so sure about the punter.
No, I wouldn't be.
That guy made me look like an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's why you're still getting chirped.
That
and
might be.
So, your tweet though is a good jumping off point where it's like it's a blank canvas for you. Like you can go out and add anywhere on the roster.
Needs.
Yes.
That's what I was gonna say. Needs. Yes.
You can add anywhere. You can add on the offensive line. You can add on the defensive line. You can add in the secondary. You could add in your running back room.
Get a wide receiver. Get some good players.
Go ahead and get another tight end. Like there's a million things you can do.
Yep.
Because this team needs it all. and you're sitting here and doing nothing to me would be very frustrating. So again, you can vote at Jones and Keith. It's the second most important decision you'll make today. Right. Some would say maybe the most.
We don't have any stickers for you.
What are the Patriots going to do? Are they going to be buyers or sellers? 72% expect them to sell. I would have zero problem again with them buying. Identify a young player or a guy going into the final year of his deal that you can build with. You can pay him. Get a jump on free agency. Get in front of that. I think that would be a good approach for today. And it'd be nice to just see Elliott Wolf pick a lane. So we'll get to your feedback on this all day long. 617-779-7937. Trade deadline day out there. In the NFL, we will get to other topics on the show, not just our Tier Tuesday,
yes,
coming up about an hour from now. Not just Tommy Tuesday at high noon or Kiefer Madness at 1245, as we do every Tuesday. We'll get to the Bruins. We talked about it briefly in Grab Bag yesterday. David Pastrnak benched. It's a bold move for a coach on the hot seat.
It paid off.
Well, for a day.
It did.
Is it going to help Jim Montgomery moving forward? We'll see. We'll get into that. Celtics win again last night. Finally, a good defensive performance, which I've been calling for.
Yes.
Against the Atlanta
You've
Hawks.
You've been begging for it. You got it.
Jason Tatum, I saw Terp tweet this out today in terms of total points. Now you're leading scorer in the NBA, rather.
Pretty good.
Which is very good.
A lot of hot starts for him, too.
He also randomly demanded a trade that we just found out about recently.
Who, Terp?
Tatum.
Tatum demanded a trade?
Yes. So we'll get to that later on in the show, along with the Chiefs as well. They win again, still undefeated. Are they possibly going to run the table this season?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This young man's a stud. When he was coming out of school, you saw talent and you're just like, go to the right place. He had to work on some stuff. He obviously has worked on that stuff, but you just can't coach this. This is Big Ben. This is Justin Herbert plus. That is uncoachable traits. Patriots. You got a guy. Like, here's the thing. You got a guy. All you got to do is not mess it up. If you put some decent talent around this guy, you're going to be right back where you were in that those playoff Super Bowl conversations. This young man looks absolutely tremendous.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can jump in line on what the Patriots will do, should do at the trade deadline. It's the biggest day out there.
Yes, sir.
Really in our country's history. Already three trades in the NFL just this morning.
Jonathan Mingo dealt.
Oh, my God.
Look out.
Sir Darius Smith.
Oh, by the way, Nick, do you have the, just to alert people, this isn't a trade. I'm not saying it's a trade, but if you hear this sound.
But if there were a trade.
If there's a trade between now and 2 o'clock, we can hand it off to Hart and Arcane if they want it. But if there's a trade between now and 2 o'clock, yeah, no matter what the trade.
But what's it going to sound like?
Big nor small, it'll be sound like this.
Yes! That was so good!
And then, of course, we will go to the NFL trade desk with our very own Billy Laney. He will inform us as to what the trade is, what went down, the details.
How many phones are you working over there, Laney, today?
A lot of phones.
At least seven.
Seven phones. Seven different phones.
Schefter's got two.
Schefter's got, yep. And we got
Scoops Keith has three.
Tweet Deck is up.
Tweet Deck is up. Nice.
Trades, whatever it might be. So we will have you. Maybe your favorite football team makes a deal today. We will be the first one to pass along.
Yeah, so that's not just Patriots news. That's any trade in the NFL. Yeah.
Of course, if you have TweetDeck, you might find it before us. It's the news is available to everybody, for being honest. Times are a changing.
Look, Billy's gonna find news in unconventional places.
That's right.
And so
Diana Rossini.
He's got it covered.
Caveat on that one.
Back there. Yeah, no, we might need to. If it's Rossini, we might need a second source.
Trade deadline days are always a lot of fun.
You
never know what's going to happen. I woke up this morning. I'm like, I don't think Jonathan Mingo's going to get traded. And then sure enough, sure as shooting, Jonathan Mingo traded.
I'll tell you, I woke up today, and the only thing I was thinking about is I'm like, I think Khalil Herbert's getting moved.
You think so?
Yeah.
You were right.
Yeah, I did.
I got something to tell you.
The only thing I woke up thinking about.
I was thinking about D'Angelo's subs. Coming an hour. They're in an hour. I like to wait until 11:30 to shove my sub down my throat.
Yeah, you do eat it
quickly.
I mean, very like
the quickest here.
Like sometimes I have to
double take. Yeah, did you eat the whole sub? Yes, I did.
I don't want to, you know, rank how fast we all eat, but I'm the fastest.
I am the fastest for sure. If we're racing how fast the food goes down,
it is
that's me.
It's a little uncomfortable to watch.
That's all right.
But that was Dan Orlovsky. Speaking of uncomfortable, and already the Twitch chat's like, Orlovsky, shut up.
Seriously,
you guys got a dude.
You said don't play him. You said for all the money in the world you wouldn't play him.
And he said, I might have had Nick clip it out of that cut, but there's longer cut where he's like, you know, I had some reservations about him, and clearly he's worked on everything.
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake May.
Shut up.
That's insane.
Shut up.
First of all,
clearly he's worked on it. That's like Van Pelt being like, he couldn't have played week one, but he's good to play now because he worked on everything.
I'm like, all right.
Would you guys shut up?
Whatever.
He should have played week one.
You think?
Orlovsky, you couldn't pay me enough to play him. Now he's like, you got a dude?
You
get
got a dude.
Here.
Yep. They
get
got a
out
dude.
Of here.
Good pick, Elliot. You found a dude. Of course, you had the third pick. There were three quarterbacks. You got the third one.
You got yourself a dude.
The other two might be dudes as well.
Yeah, a lot of dudes in this draft.
A lot of dudes.
So many dudes.
Not on the Patriots. Second round, they whiffed on a dude.
They got one dude. Okay, so speaking of that, I heard Arcan ranting and raving about this yesterday. I thought it was a good take. Have they failed Drake May? Have the Patriots failed Drake May? Yes.
Yeah, of course they have. They did it the moment they hired Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt. That was not the key to unlocking a great rookie quarterback. You either go offensive head coach, Sean McVay style, or if you really love Jerod Mayo so much, you go with a much more experienced play caller.
So I think that's interesting. So you think they've failed him much more in the coaching than the roster?
Yes, okay. I do. I think you can point back to coaching a lot when it comes to these guys, and some of the quarterbacks that were quote-unquote broken and then fixed, I don't know if they like just figured it out year two or year three, or maybe they got a much better coach in there, and then they were able to sort of fix it. I think the roster is a major thing, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, see,
really
bad
O-line, bad
court. I would lean roster over the coaching, but I get it. I mean, the coaching is bad. The coaching is terrible, and you saw it before halftime again, where everybody was freaking out watching the Patriots just run Jamichael Hasty into the middle of the line and then run again on third and short, and it's just... Yeah, they're exposed as a coaching staff
The coaching, I think, concerns me a little bit more because I think what you can have... So look at Josh Allen, right? A lot of people want to compare Drake May to Josh Allen. So Josh Allen starts week two, his rookie year, and then...
Plays week one, starts week two.
Yeah, gets a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And he's got Brian Daboll there kind of instilling some good habits, putting him in a place, like, you know, running, passing, getting him a little bit better. And then they trade for Steph Diggs, and boom, they're better. But I think the coaching was a huge part of like kind of unlocking him, and then the receiver was there. It's a lot easier, I think, to add that big time playmaker to like CJ Stroud. Although actually, I guess maybe that one's going the other way. But if you change coordinator or coach now, I feel like that's when guys really struggle. Like Baker Mayfield had like three offensive coordinators in 3 years in Cleveland. He's a good player. You saw it again last night. Like he's a good player, but you kept like yo-yoing him around with like a different offense and a different voice and a different this. So maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe Mayo and Van Pelt will be the right guys for Drake May. But I feel like if you get that wrong, you can kind of slow down the process of how good he can really be. I think you can always add that big-time playmaker to it, and then those guys can just sort of they can hit the ground running, whereas the coaching thing, I think, is significant.
Yeah, so I have more of a gripe about the roster, and I voted I want the Patriots to be buyers today. Okay. I don't expect them to buy, but I want them to go identify a player and add them to the roster. And I'm okay with peeling off K.J. Osborne. I just don't think you're going to get anything for him, so just cut him. Like, that's not like a trade you have to make. That's not selling. I haven't wanted him since week one. I watched him for 1 week in the opener against the Bengals in a win, and I'm like, I don't want that guy anymore. So those are extraneous pieces that it's more about playing younger guys in the receiver room. I want them to buy. That's not my expectation as to what they're going to do. No. And most of you agree, about three quarters of you, 73% in our show poll at Jones and Keefe, think the Patriots are going to be sellers today. It is more about the roster for me, but they did fail him with the coaching hires. There's no arguing that. Defensive guy who was never even a coordinator on the job for the first time, and a guy who's been in the league forever and never called plays, outside of when the head coach physically couldn't be there because he was sick, those are the guys you gave to Drake May. So, yeah, they failed him. Arkan's right about that. They failed him in a variety of ways. My bigger issue is with the roster, and I don't appreciate the Dan Orlovskys of the world. Or maybe Merrill Hodge. I forgot about this.
The factor back.
Merrill Hodge. Was that his nickname?
Yeah, he was the factor back.
The factor back.
Yeah. Wins or not. Guy's got like a thick tie knot.
Oh, yeah.
The thickest.
I think it's
like three ties.
If you were going to rank tie knots.
Yeah. No, number one.
Top tier.
Not close.
Top tier tie knot.
Yep.
Remember when Merrill Hodge said anyone who drafts Drake May should be fired? I had forgotten about that, but I do remember that.
I do remember. Yeah, that's a wild take. I do remember when all the quarterbacks that got drafted in the first round and we looked at where they were, everybody across the board said Drake May in the worst spot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you can't like overcome it and dig yourself out, but when you factor in coaching, play calling, offensive line, and skill positions, all four of those, if you gave a grade to each one and then added it up, he had the biggest uphill climb, and it really wasn't close.
Drake May will get you fired.
Wow.
Drake May might be the only thing that keeps Elliott Wolf around for another year. It's sort of the opposite of that.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know if Merrill Hodge is sticking to his guns, but
Drake May's kind of player gets you fired.
I'll respect Merrill Hodge way more if he just leans in on that.
He's like, I told you guys.
As opposed to flip-flopper Orlovsky over there.
Yeah, no, he's all over the
place. Hodge should just be like, did you want any games?
No.
Merrill Hodge, he should lean in like I was doing yesterday. Brutal. On the pick in overtime. Like, I have way more respect for sticking to your guns on that than doing what spineless Orlovsky's doing.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just like...
And, like, trying to curry favor after he... blew the evaluation so badly.
Whatever the way the wind blows with Orlovsky. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if the factor back has checked in on May. But if Drake May could trade places with any other rookie, I think he would. Or he should. I mean, he's going to say he says all the right things. He speaks highly of Mayo. He speaks highly of his teammates. He speaks highly of Van Pelt. But if he could go play in Chicago with all those receivers and their running back and their tight end, if he could go play in Washington, if he could go play with their play caller, or Denver with their play caller, or Minnesota. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's out for the year injured, but you don't think a lot of quarterbacks would want to play for Kevin O'Connell? Look what Sam Darnold's doing.
Seriously.
So, yeah, he is in the worst spot by far.
Okay. Have they failed Drake May? 617-779-7937. And as you all know, it's a huge day out there. It's NFL trade deadline day. Yep. So what do you want the Patriots to do? A lot of you expect them to sell. I'll be most annoyed if they do nothing. That's where at least do something. Earn your paycheck
just
today, Elliot.
Crickets.
Sell, buy, don't care. But don't sit there on your hands and make practice squad moves like he's been doing so far today. Paul is in Norton. Get us started today, Paul.
Hey, I think the Patriots should do some small buying, mainly because these guys are going for fifth and sixth rounders. And their fifth and sixth rounders are 20, 25 picks better than the teams that are offering. I don't see why they can't add a little something and a team to give them to them. They're not really going to care where they go. So, I mean, you can get a pick almost 20 better and then still add to your team.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it. They should not just be looking at what they can get for Tyquan Thornton. They should be looking at, are there players that, I mean, it's not hard to upgrade this roster, Keith. It's really easy to upgrade.
I would say not.
Again, blank canvas, carte blanche, you can add anywhere, up and down the entire roster, outside a quarterback. You can add another corner next to Christian Gonzalez. You could add another tight end in the room with Hunter Henry if you wanted to. More running backs next to Ramondre Stevenson, even if you like some of the players in those position groups.
No, it's everything but quarterback.
There's no one out there on a roster that you could move a late-round pick for that you like. Or you have an extra third-round pick from the Judon trade. You just picked up an extra sixth-rounder for Uche. It's in 2026, but you get the point.
Do you think there's...
There are moves that can be made. I'll be real frustrated if they do nothing.
Do you think there's any number one wide receiver that is going to be traded today? Because there were a few number one receivers traded, but they were all guys that I thought were a little bit older.
I think they've already moved.
Yeah, and I think they all fit those teams better. Like, yeah. I'm not kicking and screaming that the Patriots didn't get Hopkins, Adams, or Cooper. I think all three of those teams did a smart thing by bringing those guys in, and it could all – I think you saw dividends last night with the Chiefs. Maybe it won't work with the Jets, but I think it was at least a swing worth taking. But those guys aren't the prototypical, like, pair them up with Drake May for the next 5 years. I don't know if any of those guys are going to be available. So the only reason why I wouldn't want to be, like, all-out buyers, whatever that means, now is I want to make sure I have everything possible in the offseason to take a swing at
it. And I get that. I don't need an all-out buyer, but, like, you have an extra third-round pick. You have late-round picks you can move. Like, what's the likelihood Elliot Wolf is going to be hitting on late-round picks?
No, unlikely on the picks, but I'm just saying I want that currency in the offseason.
I get
it. If that's what it takes for T. Higgins or Jamar Chase or down the, you know, pick another guy.
I get that, but what's the likelihood they're even going to do? You know, like, okay, fine, you want more currency in the offseason. I don't really trust them to do much in the offseason. And so I'd like him to do something today.
Well, he probably won't do anything today then.
No, I don't think he will. And so you guys can jump in on this. I did like, and we'll get to the Chiefs around 11 o'clock, whether or not they can run the table. Of course, they win again in overtime last night, 8-0.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
The whole country gasped when, maybe half the country gasped, when Mahomes left that game last night briefly, and then turned out he was fine.
T. Swift was there again.
I did. Yeah, they eventually showed her. She was there.
Season ticket holder?
Must be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe nice. She does radio interviews for Sweet Tickets, maybe.
Could be. We should get her on.
When I did like Hopkins last night, though.
Yeah, you think?
All of a sudden, I go, boy, that DeAndre, I was not like real gung-ho about Hopkins when he moved.
Two touchdowns later.
But looks all of a sudden, good. It's like, boy, Drake May could probably use DeAndre Hopkins. We'll get to that. 617-779-7937. Celtics win again last night. There's a random trade request that leaked out yesterday, very randomly, from Jason Tatum, wanted out of Boston. Plus all our Celtics thoughts. That's next.
Tatum for three.
Man, he is playing at such a high level right now. Tatum fires. Scores again. Tatum gets Trae Young switched onto him. Goes to work. Shot clock is low. He shoots over the top and drains it.
What are we watching?
But the Celtics wrap up a road trip with a 30-point victory in Atlanta. A 7-1 start for the reigning champs.
A lot of potential meanings to that rejoin song there from Nick.
Yeah, there really is. A lot of double entendre when it comes to Nick's choice of music.
Trade deadline day in the NFL.
Better believe it.
Who's staying, who's going?
Tune in to find out.
Jason Tatum, a trade request.
Trade request?
How is that? He's been first team All-NBA. He just won a championship. He wants out.
Yeah, what's going on there?
We'll explain.
All right.
It also could be about Le'Veon Bell wanting to stay in this country.
Le'Veon Bell, yeah, tomorrow morning he may or may not still be living here.
Did he say where he's going? Is he going to Canada?
I don't know where he's going.
Yeah.
I know he also wants to fight Fletcher Cox now. Le'Veon Bell called out Fletcher Cox for wearing what he thought was a blouse, and then Fletcher Cox responded to him.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, basically being like, I'll fight you. And then Le'Veon Bell was like, responded like 100 times and was like, you think I'm afraid of you? And it was like a whole thing.
Interesting.
So that could be like a good boxing match.
You know what?
Because Bell's done the boxing match stuff.
If you got one foot out the door to another country, that's not a bad time to threaten that you're going to fight somebody.
Yeah, go fight somebody. Then
yeah, I'll fight you.
You're
and out. Then if they're like, you look like a badass.
I say, Fletcher Cox, big dude.
Oh, I wouldn't want to fight him.
I would not.
And then then the guy's like, oh, yeah, I will fight you. You're like, ooh, actually, I'm moving to Canada.
I think Le'Veon Bell.
I'm moving to another school, actually.
I'm out of here. Yeah. Did he fight Frank Gore? Le'Veon Bell's fought in a couple of those like Jake Paul, Logan Paul fights.
Frank Gore has one advantage.
Yeah. No, he got knocked out, I think. Le'Veon Bell knocked somebody out, didn't he?
Was it Frank Gore?
Might have been.
I don't know.
He was a running back on running back crime.
Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson?
Oh.
Oh, did he knock out Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, I think he did. I
think he knocked out AP.
Nice.
That was for all the kids.
I was going to say.
That's for all the kids out there.
A lot of children out there may say he had it coming.
Yep.
So when it comes to the Celtics, their game last night, I was watching a lot of this before I flipped over to Thursday Night Football. It got out of hand at halftime. It got even more out of hand in the second half.
Yeah, they pretty much dominated.
Tatum was unreal last night.
Tatum, and there's another one of these early starts where he's like, I'm going to get my stuff going, popping a bunch of threes. And you're like, all right, it's one of those kind of nights for Tatum.
So he had 26 points in the first half. He came out firing, as you said. He had 6 more threes last night on 14 attempts. Celtics took 55 as a team. But Tatum did not play in the third quarter. After the third quarter. He did not play in the fourth quarter yet again. That's been consistent for him. He leads the NBA in total points. Terp tweeted this out today.
Yeah, how about that?
He's not the per-game leader, but he leads in total points, and he plays three quarters half the time.
Right.
I've been begging for the Celtics defense to give me a game.
Yeah, Trae Young would tell you they had a game. Trae Young would call you right now and be like, yeah, Celtics defense is legit.
Jalen Johnson maybe not, but Trae Young would.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson.
93 points for the Atlanta Hawks last night. They shot 42% and 19% on three. So I would say the Celtics played some defense.
Trae Young,
night.
Who is capable of 30 any night, had two. He was held 1 of 10 shooting, 0 of 6 from three.
So we know the Celtics don't need Kristaps Porzingis, right? We know that.
Yeah, they won a title without him.
They win playoff games without him. They won a million games in the regular season without him. I think the Celtics need Jaylen Brown.
Not against the Hawks, but yeah, overall they do.
Do you know the Celtics have won 16 straight games without Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. I didn't know that was the number, but I know
they've
that it's been pretty impressive.
16 straight when he doesn't play. He missed the last two with a hip injury.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they need Jaylen Brown, but that's a wild number.
Well, no, it is. I think in the playoffs they need Jaylen Brown, but I think in the regular season, like they can take almost two guys, unless those two guys are like Tatum and Brown. But if it's Porzingis and Brown, okay. If it's like Drew Holiday and Brown, okay. Like that's how deep they are.
If it's Pritchard and Hauser,
maybe.
What an NBA Jam duo,
dude! I'll tell you, I like Kata. Kata's nice. You don't like him?
Well.
10.7 boards plus 31.
I was annoyed the other night when Mazzulla stuck with him in overtime. And like he had some offensive rebounds, but I'm like, you stuck with him for too long. But no, he's played well.
I think he's solid. He's also, for the old school basketball fan, they kind of like the fact that, oh, there's a guy that doesn't shoot threes. And could he be a healthy Time Lord light? Could he give you some of the Time Lord stuff? Because like if you throw it to him near the hoop, he'll dunk it.
Yep.
Right? And then he's grabbing a bunch of rebounds. I know he's not the shot blocker that Time Lord is, but he also couldn't rely on him because he was hurt every other game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a big that I didn't really consider. I was like, all right, no Porzingis. Horford's not going to play all the time. So is it going to be Tillman? Like, I didn't have Kata on my radar. But
is he in your playoff rotation?
Kata?
Yeah.
Is Porzingis playing or no?
Probably not.
Okay, then yeah.
Even without Porzingis, I don't think he's in my playoff rotation.
I think, how many guys are you playing? If you're playing eight.
Horford, Cornette, those are your bigs. It's done.
I think Kata has a chance this year to get Cornette's minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Look out, Murder Cornette. You're on notice, bud. I think he does.
Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
I mean, last night, you know, again, it's a lopsided game, second half and all that stuff, but Kata got the start and he played 23 minutes. Cornette played 16 minutes. And Mazzulla was gushing about him postgame.
He was.
So
he would be out of my playoff rotation, but let's see where that goes. Meanwhile, this is not on my radar. As proof that everybody has a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hashtag dork on the Odyssey app right now.
Yes. Yep. You do any political endorsements on there, Rogan style?
We turned down both candidates.
You did? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw McAfee did that.
We reached out to RFK Jr. He said, I'm not in the race anymore, guys. I can't join you.
I don't know if Jeff Teague endorsed any candidates on his podcast, but Jeff Teague had Jason Tatum on his podcast. He went back to the draft. Tatum desperately wanted to be a Laker. We all know that. I mean, he still wears Kobe armbands, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Lakers colors with his Celtics uniform. So we all knew that. That wasn't really news. This was news, though. Shortly after Jason Tatum was drafted, he wanted out of Boston.
And then I get drafted.
And then who did
Gordon Hayward signed with the Celtics. I called my agent like, yo, I got to get traded.
Yeah, facts.
I'm in summer league before I ever play a game. Like, yo, he like relaxed, just waited
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man, you doing too much.
Basically, he's like, you got to chill. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to play. I didn't get drafted to come off the bench and not start.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, just like you in a great organization. They're going to teach you how to play the right way.
That's hilarious. Relax.
Chill out. You're doing too much.
His agent deserves whatever commission he's getting. Because
is it Jeff Wexler? Who's
is that
agent?
Who it is? I thought
that's who it was, but I could be wrong about that. Yeah.
But like hilarious. Like they sign Hayward. He's like, wait a minute. Guy plays the same position as me. Like I want to be traded. It also goes to
R-E-L-A-X.
Seriously.
Relax.
Chill out, man.
Do less.
Yeah.
Like you're fine.
You imagine?
Tatum started every single game he's been here with the Celtics, including when Hayward was on the team. Now, I know Hayward broke his ankle immediately.
The Gordon Hayward signing was, I already thought it was so bad. I never liked that signing. Never from day one.
Yeah.
I'm like, did Brad just sign somebody because he coached him in college?
Well, Danny signed him, but I get it.
Yeah. I never liked him. Yeah. Never. Not once. And I think he was a bad teammate on top of it. But imagine
if the mix was bad.
Okay, but imagine if I didn't even know this.
That Tatum wanted out because of that. Oh, horrible.
Imagine if you lost Jason Tatum because you had just had to sign stupid ass Gordon Hayward.
Thank God he hired a good agent. It was like, dude. Like, they drafted you number three, but they basically would have taken you one overall. Don't worry about Gordon freaking Hayward. Like, you're going to be fine. They value you a lot more than Gordon Hayward.
Good stuff.
But there's been a lot that's come out. Even Hayward was one of those guys that, like, that was Danny Ainge just bringing in as much talent as he could, which on the one hand, you'd be like, that is a good strategy.
Yeah,
when they don't play well together.
I'm a believer in talent. I'm always a believer in talent. But
they proved that that wasn't the answer.
Yeah, it's not always the answer. I would always skew that way. But, yeah, that was a bad mix on that team for sure.
It was.
And it probably lets you know Tatum was, you know, maybe part of the problem in those early teams. You know,
I think they all were.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they were right.
And they were also 18, 19 or whatever, so you almost cut them a little bit more slack than you do, like, the Kyries and the Haywards.
But that gives you perspective on why the mix was so bad on that team. You know, the veterans thought it was their time. The rookies thought it was their time.
Well, especially
everybody wanted to play. They were, like, too deep and had too many Marcus Morris was, like, you know,
and Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
They go on that run, though, with Kyrie and Hayward out, and that's when it really set off.
Correct.
And these guys are like, we're fine. We don't even need you.
How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
Tatum wanted out of Boston. Who knew?
You know who also wanted out of Boston? It was Paul Pierce, and who wanted out of L.A. was Kobe Bryant. It gets glossed over. Remember, 07, mm-hmm. both guys wanted trades.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, all right, here's Kevin Garnett. I think, like, Pau Gasol. It's like, oh, okay, we're fine. But, like, how different things could have been.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that 08 NBA Finals,
I mean,
both guys wanted out the year before.
Keith, if you just listen to Manny Ramirez
every week.
as we learned in the comeback, you just listen to him, things could have changed. 617-779-7937. We'll mix in your Celtics thoughts with all your Patriots thoughts. Eyes on the trade deadline all day long. Billy working the phones.
Sounders ready to go.
He's got TweetDeck up.
Yep.
Unconventional methods where we're tracking everything.
Yep.
Okay, all the various NFL trade precincts, we're tracking everything here today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. I do want to get to Monday Night Football. Patriots fans, you know you care. Don't pretend like you don't. The Chiefs are 8-0, pretty much at the midway point. Can they run the table? We'll get to it next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.